K107.1, your home for Packer football all season long. We've got pregame action for you on Saturday, 1 o'clock. The coverage will begin the kickoff at 3 o'clock. Packers heading to St. Louis. It's an afternoon game, which might strike you as odd. I believe the Cardinals play tomorrow night in St. Louis, and for traffic reasons, they moved the preseason game. So the Packers going along with the flow there. The game at 3, the coverage at 1. We'll have it for you here on K107.1. CheeseheadTV.com's Brian Caribou with us for another season. We bring him in on the K-Lines. Brian, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Week 2 of the NFL preseason. The Packers lost last week. I think that the final score never really matters. We're making sure that guys stay healthy, and we're determining the final roster spots and some of these position battles. As far as injuries, as far as keeping people healthy, are we worried about anybody? Is anybody going to miss time? We saw a few healthy scratches last week. Jordy Nelson kind of dinged up a little bit. What do we expect to see tomorrow?
Yeah, Jordy Nelson's kind of the biggest player in question right now. He missed last week with a hamstring injury, then kind of brought back slowly this week. Not expected to be anything serious, but, you know, the Packers just might err on the side of caution, seeing as it's just a preseason game and there's still two more games left after this one. Mike McCarthy said they'll wait after today's practice to make any determinations on Nelson. But it looks for the first time Aaron Rodgers will play on Saturday night. He was a healthy scratch last week as the Packers just being cautious with him. But Mike McCarthy has confirmed he'll play. How long he'll play on Saturday night, we're not sure, but he'll make his preseason debut.
The preseason continues on K107.1 Saturday, Packers-Rams. We'll have the coverage for you starting at 1 p.m. with the pregame show, the kickoff at 3. What battles are we really watching? There's some movement going around on the offensive line a little bit. I know defensively there's some battles. Which ones do you think these next couple of preseason games are really going to help determine?
I think there's basically three places where jobs are kind of still up for grabs, although they might be getting less so by the day, at center, tight end, and on defense at safety, but kind of going through them one by one here. Center J.C. Treader is kind of the getting first crack at the job. He looked good in his first game against Tennessee last week. So this will make his second consecutive start at center. And if he has a good showing here, he may just lock up the center position. At tight end, it was rather unusual, I think, caught people off guard how much rookie Richard Rodgers played with the first-string offense last weekend. You kind of thought maybe just because Andrew Corliss is the veteran and had been around the longest, he would start at least, you know, early in the season, and maybe Rodgers would overtake him at some point, but it hasn't taken long, and Richard Rodgers looks like he's the Packers' starting tight end for the time being, although Brandon Bostic looks good as well. And then at safety, Morgan Burnett was out injured last week for the first preseason game. He's back this week, so he'll make his preseason debut, and he's fighting for playing time along Ha-Ha Clinton Dix and Micah Hyde at safety. So those three positions kind of all up for grabs.
I know some Packer fans, as you talk a little bit about tight end, I know one Packer fan specifically, they're hanging on. They always like to have a current Packer jersey, my friend. And they have a Finley jersey. They're still hanging on to it. They have hope that he's going to come back. Last year when he got hurt, I told you that he's done. He'll never play again. A lot of people, when we posted the article online, thought that I was crazy. He has never been cleared yet. I don't know. Is he still in the mix? Are the Packers still thinking about him? Where's Finley's status right now?
Yeah, I suppose I wouldn't rule it out. And what makes you scratch your head a little bit is after the trade of Jarrell Worthy this week, the Packers do have an open spot on the roster now where they can sign someone and not have to clear any room. But I think what JerMichael Finley is doing is waiting for an injury to a tight end somewhere in the league to, you know, like a starter somewhere gets injured and is lost for the season. All of a sudden, some team is really going to need a good tight end and a guy who's experienced, and all of a sudden, JerMichael Finley can step up and say, hey, I'm your guy. That being said, he does still have to be cleared. He's apparently been cleared by the Pittsburgh Steelers, but hasn't signed there. He's picking and choosing, so we'll see.
And lastly, as we talk with Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com, is Scott Tolzien our backup quarterback?
Boy, oh boy, that's a good question. Mike McCarthy's been rather coy all week when asked what is the quarterback rotation going to look like, because Scott Tolzien looked so good in the first preseason game, you thought maybe, well, he'll be the number two guy this week, perhaps. And it doesn't really matter so much what, you know, if he's two or three, it's just a matter of, you know, how Scott Tolzien does. He just has to keep moving in the right direction, no matter when he plays. But, you know, I don't expect Aaron Rodgers to play for, he will play, but I don't expect him to play for long. And you'll be getting long looks again at both Matt Flynn and Scott Tolzien. And whoever plays the best is going to really have a leg up. There is a lot to gain or lose for these quarterbacks in the preseason. It is meaningful football for them, perhaps more so than almost any other position on the roster.
The Packers again against the Rams tomorrow. The coverage starts at 1 p.m. on K107.1. They wrap up the season with two games at Lambeau, including that game on August 28th against the Chiefs. We have a bus going. You can call 921-1071 to get a seat on that bus. I think we have a few seats left. Brian, I'll sit next to you along the way. Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.